You're listening to Audible Agent Radio with Gomez Warren the Fourth and DJ XL.
Shadow level, they need oxygen, John. Don't they know that they gone? Don't they know that I yawn? Only time they excitement is when they mention the Sean. You see single white female when she got a hair blonde. Sometimes I look at these rappers, the movie remind me of them. Somebody turn these boys off. Don't they know that I'm on? Can't they see that it's foolish to try to kill me with song? What the fuck are they gnawing? You killing me softly. You talk me to death. Only thing you could do, Tom. I open the door for them. What else can I do? These niggas want me to walk for them. Somebody talk to them. I go off.
Oh, they want me to fall off from the top. They want me to drop. They want me to stop. They want me to go. I'm already gone.
Already.
Shit that I'm on.
Hey.
I'm already home.
Hey, I'm already home. Hey, I'm already home. Hey, I'm already home. I told them about fish scale. They want me to fish for them. They want me to catch clean. They cook up the dish for them. All of this just for them. Or they got a diss for him. They want me to disappear like it's gon' shit for them. They say that I'm in the way. They want me to sit for them. But what they admitting is they ain't got shit for him. And really the fact is we not in the same bracket. Not in the same league. Don't shoot at the same baskets. Don't pay the same taxes. Hang with the same bitches. So how am I in the way? What is it I'm missing? Nigga, I've been missing, nigga, I've been gone. The shit that you just witnessed, listen, I've been on. And as for the critics, tell me I don't get it. Everybody can tell you how to do it, they never did it. Now these niggas is mad, oh, they call me a camel. But I'm master the drought, what the fuck, I'm an animal. Half man, half mammal, my sign is a sag. This is just what I plan to do, oh, don't be mad.
Oh, they want me to fall,
fall
from the top,
top.
They want me to drop,
drop.
Stop,
stop.
They want me to go.
Go.
I'm already gone.
Already.
Shit that I'm on.
Hey.
I'm already home.
Hey, I'm already home. Hey, I'm already home. Hey, yeah, I'm already home. I'm in the hall already, on the wall already. I'm a work of art, I'm a wall hall already. On another level, on another plane already. HOV, I got my own lane already.
Already.
I done cooked up the rock already. So why the fuck can't y'all get hot already?
Already.
Put your name in the pot already. Niggas compare me with Biggie and Pac already.
Already.
Like I'm gone already, and I am, nigga, I'm already home already.
Already.
If y'all can't already see, I ain't worried about y'all, cause I'm already me.
Already.
Yeah, do you already? Enough with the complaining boo-hoos already. Eat food already, ain't nothing given, you gotta claim your shoes already. Yeah, so in summation, I don't know who you're racing. I'm already at the finish line with the flag waving. Come on.
One to the two. There it is. Back in effect, like we never left. Audible Agent Radio. Episode.
Who gives a fuck?
Maybe number 8.
Episode.
You can't even do it. You suck. So I think we're on episode number 8, I believe.
If you say so.
Yeah. And we're back, man. We're gonna do another one. The Twitter world was calling for it. So,
all right.
You know, we're here. What's good?
Hi.
The people asked for it, so we give it to you.
We do have a full house tonight.
We do.
A little bit. Yo, hold up. Let me put my glasses back on. Sorry, what the fuck are you doing? Are you sex texting? Are you sexting your boyfriend right now?
No, that's later.
No, that's phone sex. I'm saying sex texting.
Sexting.
Yeah.
No, not at the moment. My friend Michelle. Hi,
oh.
Michelle.
Oh, okay.
I said, hold on, I'm doing a podcast.
Oh. Duh.
And then I was really retarded and I wrote, live from LA.
Live from LA.
Wow. I just put myself out
there.
Yeah,
man.
It's Sarah Scott.
Second name.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, man, I'm going to shit in this brownie place.
Fucking disgusting. Oh, someone man. Shit there.
So
hands.
We went to Puff Diddy Reese to get some dessert, get you know, the ill ice cream cookie sandwich, and either the brownies that they put out smelled like
it
ass.
It wasn't the fucking
brownies.
It was
brownies.
That's not possible.
Or a group of gentlemen that came from eating some disgusting food was
that
busting
sound,
ass.
That smelled like Peruvian asshole.
Yeah.
It just smelled like shit.
That shit smelled
raw,
I don't know, man.
And they were laughing.
Yeah, of course they were.
Yeah, but it kept getting worse. It was like he was actually taking a crap.
Ha ha, I'm giggling. I shit it. No one's ever going to know. I shit it in my pants. Ha ha, I'm getting a brownie to go. Ha ha,
fucking
shark.
Are you smoking?
Hey! Shit smelled like six Indians in a sweat box. That shit was gross. Where is he
going? I'm so scared right now.
Oh, man. So... I know it's been a while, but, you know, we had some things to do, and, you know, we had to get some things right, but we're back. So much has happened since the last time we were together. Gomez recently found out that pickles and cucumbers are one in the same.
Fuck you.
He didn't know that. The cucumber is the OG pickle, and
I had no idea. And guess what? Pickling
is a process.
Guess
how do you not know?
Listen, I know.
We did a poll, and black people do not know that pickles.
Do you look at things before you put them in your mouth? Like they look the same.
I absolutely give all the pussy I put in my mouth a twice over. Okay, absolutely. I open it up. Sometimes I step inside.
Do you eat a Snickers, sir?
No.
Do you throw out the wrapper?
Nah, because that's, you know, it's a lovely place. So I'm not trying to go in there and catch wreck. I'm not trying to, like, cause havoc.
Right.
I'm not trying to cause ruckus.
Okay.
But I'm just saying.
Isn't it his birthday tonight?
Happy birthday to ruckus.
Yeah, exactly. Look at you.
Wow.
You're catching them. We'll get into that, though. But anyway, I'm aware of the pickling process. However, I did not know that
cucumbers were pickled to become pickles.
Yeah, like that's why the word pickle.
Listen, I'm
here we go.
I can absolutely
pickle dicks.
Wow. Except when, yo, come on, I fucked up. I'm sorry, America. Actually, you know, saying the world, America and the United States. I'm sorry.
Is there a reason why you're still wearing your BMW key attached to your hoodie?
Yes.
My bad.
I'm just curious.
Forgot to take it off.
Okay.
I didn't want to lose it.
I
took the keys.
No. I was just
curious.
I hate
carrying keys.
We don't have to discuss this.
No, you brought it up. You
know, Sam, simple question.
You put a nigga on blast. So okay, so fine, I tell you. All so right. I don't like to carry keys. That's right. That's why my car start without no key.
I see that.
Okay, so that's it. I didn't drive, but I needed to go get something. And, you know, bing, bing.
Word.
Sarah.
Yeah.
How about you join us? Okay.
Sorry.
Get off the fucking phone. Stop pressing multiple asterisks.
Pound, pound, pound.
Yeah, exactly. You know.
Universal phone sex sign for jizzing. Pound, 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 pound.
So what's the
I just
star
came
button?
So hard. I just came so hard.
I don't want to think about that with Sarah. No offense, Sarah. I don't ever want to think about Sarah having sex.
Why?
Text sex. or text sex. Text.
I mean, I want to know. I don't like to think about any of my friends having sex.
Not
it's
at
like,
no,
It's
something I like to just let them keep to themselves.
I'll cross the line. Do your titties flop around when you bounce up and down and shit?
Of course they do.
Yay!
He said, yay!
They're big.
What size are they?
34D.
D.
D.
Now, what separates a D from a double D?
The double.
Yeah, I understand. No, what? No, I'm just saying.
They're
like,
even bigger.
No shit, but how much bigger does it have to be for you to be a double D?
I'd say like an inch.
That's it?
Maybe. I was a double D. And then,
you were?
Was that your bra?
Stroking!
Dun, dun, dun.
Wow.
Yeah. You don't seem like much of a purple kind of guy.
No, I don't wear purple bras. I was a double D, and then I lost some weight, and I've been a D. And that was about 15 pounds, so that's what did it.
Shall we add some context?
I wasn't fat, by the way. I'm not a fat person.
No, you're not fat at all, even though now you want to come
well,
out
because
and say,
I mean,
not fat.
We're like, oh, she's got a voice for radio. Yeah, because she's fat. But
yeah, because she's fat.
I am
fat bitch.
I'm actually an attractive person.
Fat heifer, she got a voice for radio.
I would have smashed before you went and got married and shit, stand on the phone. Like,
phone.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Well, pound.
Do you think they understand what the pound is? Do we make that
here,
clear?
Put that big black thing up to your mouth a little better.
Oh, can you hear me?
There you go.
Boom. Winning.
Yeah.
So Sarah actually waited 3 hours Monday for the chance to see a question mark supergroup, including Tom York, Flea. Who else is in the group?
Nigel Goodrich, okay. the drummer from Beck.
Right. And there were a group of people that had the chance of winning, you know, like the last few tickets that were, I guess, on the band's VIP list. And Sarah got the last ticket.
Yeah, yeah.
Not only did she get the last ticket, though, she got to stand next to Leonardo DiCaprio on one side and Beck on the other. So,
and that happened directly across
pound,
the street
pound,
from
pound,
here.
Pound.
She was pounding on both sides.
She
pause.
Had a boner the entire time.
And it happened across the street, like directly across the street from the crib. So.
They were shining flashlights at me.
With a decent look. And she still has the ticket, and she's still glowing from the show. So.
It was the
and
greatest.
The jizz.
It's pretty good.
That's my seventh time seeing Tom York, but this was extra special because it was the super band.
That doesn't even have a name. Just all question marks.
Because they're just that good.
Yeah.
Now, again, I don't know if we talked about this before, but why are you on Radiohead's dick so hard?
They're just that good.
Okay. I think we talked about that before.
Yeah, we talked about it. I mean, I don't say like anybody who's listening who's into Radiohead knows. They're just, you know, today's kind of Pink Floyd revolutionary. They're amazing. They make music good for that whole, you know, alt indie music kind of.
Suck it.
Suck it.
I was going to say, sounds so gay.
It is. Oh, what do you want me to say? They're just really good.
Yeah. Whatever. I mean, I fuck with them.
Please.
But I'm not on.
Please.
Well, I mean, in this show, the thing is it wasn't planned.
Get off your phone.
They found out 2 days. Sorry. Before that there was going to be, there was only, this place only seats 1,800 people. You couldn't get tickets. Like, I spoke directly with the promoter, couldn't get tickets. And then I got the last ticket.
The last ticket.
The last ticket.
That shit's crazy.
Yeah.
And what were you saying earlier? Like, the process was hella crazy even get, like, if you even had a ticket. And, like, how hard was it to even get in with your ticket? Like, there was no way to scalp the shit.
You couldn't scalp it. You had to... You had to use credit card. Your name had to match. You were only allowed 2 tickets. And some people used, like, 2 credit cards to get, like, 4 tickets, but did 2 and 2. But they'd see, like, the same name, and they would just rip their tickets up and throw them away. They're like, nope.
That's some serious-ass shit.
Yeah, like, scalpers were turned away. People lost, you know, lots of money. There was this one scalper. He's quite an innovative fellow. He found a way to make it happen, and right in front of me made, like, $4,000. Because he did, like, prepaid credit cards and had all these people's names on them who were the people who paid him for the tickets and, like, had a whole list of everybody's names and, like, went through. Huh? You can't hear me?
No, no, no. We can hear you. Just people screaming outside.
There's a dude singing outside. What it's, the fuck? It's pretty crazy. I don't know if you can hear me. Open the window real quick.
Maybe he's in the super band.
I don't know if you can hear. Let me see if I can help out real quick.
Shut the fuck up!
So there was somebody singing outside. Really bad music, like a drunk wino.
Wait, where is he? Throw something at him.
I can't see because there's the turntables are here, but it's just fun to scream out at.
Fuck it.
He's still going.
He's still singing, though. He's getting loose right now.
Yeah, you guys can't hear.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. I just thought it was funny.
Yo, here, let me see if I can help.
Fuck yourself!
Okay, I'm back.
It was pretty good.
Are you smoking a regular cigarette?
No, I'm not. I'm smoking a clove. It's a white clove. I can't smoke regular cigarettes. And you know the cloves now are illegal.
What?
Yeah. They're not selling them. There's...
Oh, my God.
What
happened? Yo, this dude.
The United States is forcing me to fucking quit smoking.
This dude was my parents, before my parents got here, had me running around to every 7-Eleven branch in L.A. County for clove cigarettes. However, we did win, and we stumbled upon more Chocodiles.
Ooh.
Yeah, but that was also while I was the fucking, Nick Nolte drunk.
Hold on one second again.
You were fucking Nick Nolte drunk?
Hold on.
Yo! Shut the fuck up! I'm trying to fucking sleep! Fucking cockbox!
What the fuck is a cockbox?
Fuck up! Eat a dick! You motherfucker!
Eat a dick! is
bitch
it
ass
me?
Motherfucker!
Stop!
Oh, there's something about shouting out a window to a fucking wino that's actually relieving to
I'm crying right now.
The stress. That was pretty good. Anyway, wow. Now go ahead. So,
God.
How can they make them illegal?
Continue.
I don't know. I'm literally crying right now.
Shit.
There's the first frame.
Downtown LA. Yeah, right? It's amazing.
I didn't think you had feelings.
That's why we're moving, and I don't.
Oh, man. So, yeah, for some reason, these clove cigarettes are illegal, or they banned them. I don't know what the deal is. I'd rather smell a clove cigarette than a regular cigarette any day.
Than that shit that Sarah smokes any day.
So.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man. So, we had a little mission running around looking for them joints. We failed, but I won because I found Chocodiles every time. Cop 4 had Gomez eating one. And I think he secretly is addicted to chocolate.
What is a Chocodile?
Chocodile is the best goddamn cake on the earth. It's a chocolate-covered Twinkie, if you will.
Disgusting.
Fucking sick.
Amazing.
Sounds like it has lard.
It might have lard, but it's damn good. Even though I'm done eating them. Like, I'm on some new shit now.
And what's that?
I'm fucking, like, hating right now. Like, you know, Ryan, Impulse, whatever.
Right.
Edit.
Impy.
Impulse. This motherfucker lost crazy weight. This dude is wearing a man's small t-shirt right now.
Really?
So, like, that's
so
it.
Does Gomez.
Did he get the, fuck you, did he get the lap band?
Nah, the motherfucker stopped eating at night. And, like, he's been working out a little bit, but his, like, main twist, he stopped eating at night. And
really?
He dead it all to, like, crazy food. So, like, now I just need to make my fucking life adapt to this situation. Like, there's no way I'm going to X out the fast food shit. I just need to be smarter about it. So it's like, you know, I'm on some shit like, okay.
I'm going to go to McDonald's because you're going to get nuggets and not the cheeseburgers.
No, it's just, you know, if you go to McDonald's, I'm going to fuck with the burger. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to fuck with the straight burger. Beef, bun, ketchup.
You're making no sense right now.
It makes perfect sense. If I have to go to McDonald's. If I have to go to McDonald's.
Well, if you have to.
I will have to because, as one of my birthday gifts, Tiffany gave me a $15 McDonald's gift card.
My name was on the card.
That will get used. Oh, and also, Sarah, sorry. Sorry.
He was just too excited. I don't think he even read it.
I really didn't read it. I just saw the cards, and I was like, winning. But, yeah, so, you know, with that being said, you know, I'm just going to have to be smart about the shit. If we're going to do fast food, I just got to do the least harmful of the choice.
Why don't you just stop eating fast food?
Yeah.
Because I have to use this fucking gift card, you retard. Duh. She just gave me $15. Both of our mothers.
Mm-hmm.
I have to use this. I'm not going to let it go to waste.
I'm sorry.
And with us balling on a budget, there's no way to not eat fast food.
They have those parfaits.
Gross.
So, anyway, with that being said, you know, we went out to dinner. Now, even though we had a cookie and ice cream and all that shit, I wanted a regular steak. I got a tuna steak.
He did.
And I also ate a salad.
You did not eat the salad.
I did eat the salad that was on my plate. The salad that was on my plate. That was the salad that was with her shit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I ate my own salad. Pause.
Wow. All
right.
Was it tossed?
It was tossed.
Scissor up.
So, you know, we did a bunch of picking out throughout the weekend since my parents were here. But, yeah, now I'm going to try to do my best to kind of ill and slow on the late night eating. And if we do eat and if we do go to fast food, I just got to be smarter about it. And I'm trying to get myself into a man's small shirt. I'm fucking hating right now.
You're really going to go small?
I'm going to try to.
Okay.
I'm going to try to do something.
Get you a gold foil jump off.
Bull is 30, man. I have to do something, you know. Motherfucker's grown ass man right now. You know?
Shut up. What's going on? Oh, you over here dozing off?
She's falling asleep.
Really?
I'm
tired.
Wait, what are you?
I did a lot.
I'm dead tired,
but I did a lot today.
Dead air. Because it's like, yo, we know goddamn well. It's like, what? Okay. So,
oh, I found it. I think I did
the most today. No, Dave did the most today because he was with his parents.
Dave's been doing the
most.
You've
been doing the most.
Speak on that. But before we go there, you said, what about the tobacco? What happened?
Oh, they strictly banned any kind of flavored candy fruit, clove-flavored cigarettes because it is more appealing to youth.
The fuck out of
here. That's bullshit.
Not for any health reasons for anything, but they're straight up trying to start regulating tobacco.
I mean, yo, it's like, why don't you just dead the whole thing and save us a whole fucking, you know.
17-year-old smokers are three times as likely to use flavored cigarettes.
I guess.
Damn, kid, they killed them chicken cigarettes you was going to get. You know what I mean?
Grape soda flavor.
Grape soda flavor demonstration.
Fucked my shit
up. I'll tell you what. Let me play a couple of joints, and I'll come back and tell you about
how your
my
parents,
30th birthday and my parents visiting L.A. for the first time.
Ran you all up and down these streets.
Pretty much posted my asshole on a broomstick and paraded me around L.A.
I want to see celebrities. Oh, there's Eddie Murphy. That's not good enough.
Let's play some joints. Audible Agent Radio.
Hi.
I sit alone in my four-cornered room staring at candles. But that shit is on. Let me drop some shit like this here. At night I can't sleep, I toss and turn. Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Four walls just staring at a nigga. I'm paranoid, sleeping with my finger on the trigger. My mother's always stressing I ain't living right, but I ain't going out without a fight. See, every time my eyes close, I start sweating and blood starts coming out my nose. It's somebody watching the act, but I don't know who it is, so I'm watching my back. I can see him when I'm deep in the covers. When I awake, I don't see the motherfucker. He owns a black hat like I own, a black suit and a cane like my own. Some might say take a chill, B, but fuck that shit. There's a nigga trying to kill me. I'm popping in the clip when the wind blows. Every 20 seconds got me peeping out my window, investigating a joint for tracks, taking my telephone for text. I'm staring at the woman on the corner. It's fucked up when your mind is playing tricks on you.
Audible Agent Radio.
Dance to the river. Check this one here, Jamelia Rock. and cha-cha-cha to this Mardi Gras. I'm the dopest female that you've heard thus far, and I do get better. The voice gets wetter, nobody gets hurt
as long as you let her
do my thing with an 89 swing. The dopeness, I write a guaranteed delight to the hip-hop maniac, the uptown brainiac in full effect. MC Light is back and better than before, as if that was possible. My competition, you'll find them in the hospital. Visiting time, I think it's on a Sunday, but notice they only get one day to shine. The rest of the week is mine, and I'll blind you with the signs that the others have yet to find. So come along and I'll lead you the right way. Just clap your hands to the words I say. Come on. For me and my DJ, I got the power to spit out and devour at the same time. I'll eat you up with a rhyme, but I'll let you slide, cause you accidentally hopped on the wrong side. Now come on, that's suicide. Hypothetically speaking, okay, like say you didn't know what you were doing. You're new in town and you're looking around for another name to ruin, and it's me that you're pursuing. Well, 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 I'll be damned. I might as well tell you who I am. I am the capital L-Y-T-E, and it's shocking, I'm the one you're mocking. Oh yes, I've been watching me like the fat on your back. It's plain to see that you're a wannabe, but you can't be what you're not, so you better start living with what you got. Kick this one here for me and my DJ.
Coming straight from the underground. Coming straight from the underground. I'm coming straight from the underground.
As I pump up a brand new funk swing and bring back the chill or thrill for BB King. Old fashioned is the way that I be waxing the MC. I bust the grill, but the reaction I check. Respect, make sure the heads wreck. Snap a neck for some live effects. A machine, I'm functioning, that's mean. I stay together, my man, like God Green. I'm a slayer, the E-R-A-C-K, and I'm back to attack a punk chump and ain't saying jack. Boom, I'm buck wild when I'm stoned, eyes closed. Only one eye like a cyclone. So I throw on my black shade, that's rhinestone. Jump into my bin, that's outline the comb. I'm the grand royal MC, I'm no joke. I hit like a Philly blunt when it's toked. I smoke an MC, well done, he gets done. I'm knocking out whack MCs like Michael Nunn. Full power, one punch crunch, I'm throwing bolo. I'm strapped heavy, my handguns got solos. I'm packed when it's time to get down, cause Eric Sermon's coming straight from the underground.
So jazzy.
Audible Agent Radio. I just,
so jazzy right now.
A couple reasons why, you know, play some classics. Number one, first and foremost, rest in peace to Mr. Magic. You know, radio pioneer, one of the greatest, one of the first dudes to actually support hip-hop on the radio and just kind of bring the radio, bring the radio community together and embrace hip-hop music from back in the 80s and, you know, actually late 70s all the way through a good part of the 80s. And he just passed due to a heart attack. I really don't know why that was or, you know, what brought that on. But, you know, it's just very sad. I know a lot of the New York East Coast dudes are, like, really bummed. And a lot of the veterans are bummed too, just because, you know, they grew up on him. So I just wanted to play a couple classics. The second reason why I did that was Gomez and I, Audible Agent, are playing Aphex this week. And for everyone in LA that knows what that is, it's pretty much one of the illest, I don't want to say old school, but classic, if you will, classic hip-hop parties. Music is supposed to range from, it's 83 to 95. So, you know, if you're a connoisseur and if you're a digger, then this is a
what
great party.
What did you say, if you're a nigger?
Connoisseur and a digger.
Oh, my bad.
If you will, with a D. You know, then this is definitely the party for you to come to and listen and dance and have a good time and just hear some shit you maybe haven't heard in a while and hear some shit that you might have never heard before. So we're looking forward to that. I know me and Gomez together, you know, between the 80s, the 90s, the hip-hop, the R&B, and all that other stuff. So, you know, big shout to
DJ Adam 12.
Adam 12, actually, man. Like, you know, we and big shout to Tiffany because, you know, she played a big part. And
she sacrificed her body for it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So we thank the both of you.
You're absolutely welcome.
Yeah. You know,
I'll do it again,
we're
too.
We're both looking forward to that. So
disgusting.
As we were talking a little bit before, my parents were out here. My 30th birthday was Monday, which was...
old shit.
Yesterday. So my parents were out here. They've never been out here to L.A. ever. And, you know, my dad had a wonderful time. He loves movies. He loves everything that the movie business has to offer. So he had a blast. I mean, he could probably, you know, live out here and just kind of wander the streets. He would be the perfect bum here because he would definitely cake out. My mom, on the other hand, you know, watches soap operas, watches movies. Like, everyone's mom, you know, has this pretty woman perception, like, you know, of just, you know, what it's supposed to be. And I just feel like she didn't get her money's worth, per se. Now, I know she had a decent
she
time.
She hated it.
But she does not like the city. And I just think, like, all her expectations were not met, which, you know, bummed me out. But we did have fun. We went out to eat. We did Mr. Chow's, and we ran through Hollywood and ran through Beverly Hills. And, I mean, I took them out everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Me still being new to the city, like, you know what I'm saying?
The blind leading the blind.
Yo, I ran them. I never really need to go on this tour ever again. Like, you know, I was all through Hollywood, Bev Hills, the beaches, all that shit. So the next time I do this, I better be driving to one of my own houses.
Word them up.
Or
she hated
dropping
it.
My mom off at her beach house and, you know, holler back, youngin. So
did I mention she hated it?
Man, yeah. They're actually on their way back home now. Yeah, she was not impressed at all. And, you know, there really was nothing I can do. I mean, you know, I don't have juice like that to just call up Rod Stewart on the phone and have him come have lunch with us at Fred Siegel. So, you know, whatever.
He was breeding unicorns in England at the time. So
whatever.
He wasn't able to be with us right now. She hated.
But yeah, needless to say, it was a long week. Oh, it was about a week, and you know, it was fucking draining.
Where else? What are some of the places you guys went to?
Thursday. What did we do Thursday? They got here Thursday. They stayed downtown, so of course they were not feeling downtown at all because it's nothing like downtown Philly. Went to Edison. Went to check out Gomez playing at the Avalon Hotel. And then they went home, and Friday
bumped into DJ Lady Shah.
We did bump into Lady Shah
and her mom
and Mrs. Shah at Edison. Friday we
you got.
I know they're like,
yo, hold
dying.
Up, yo. Let me put my glasses on for this shit.
Why?
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Yep. Cool.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I think Friday we did the beaches. We ran through all of the beaches. Saturday we did all Hollywood. And Saturday we did Beverly Hills. Sunday we did all Hollywood. Monday we just kind of kicked it around to, I don't know, I'm lost. I don't know. We did a wax museum. I mean, we did everything, man.
Tell them what your mom said when you guys went to Guess.
Oh, and my mom told me I should probably get a day job working at Guess on Rodeo Drive.
No, but do it like her. Like, oh, you belong here.
Maybe you should get a job in here, David.
Exactly.
I'm like, Mom, what am I going to sell bootcut jeans for? You know what I mean? He's like, well, it's on Rodeo Drive. I'm sure they get paid good. I'm like, Mom, they don't get paid any more than the mall people do. No. How do you know if you don't ask? I'm like, Ma, you're killing me right now. And at that point, I walked out. And if you've been following me on Twitter, twitter.com/DJXL, then you already know the pain I feel. You already know what I've been dealing with. It's our fucking show. We can do what we want to do. Fuck out of here.
Darling Sarah.
I mean, yo, plug them. Run it.
Run it.
No. Good. I mean, everybody got Twitter. Tell them what it is.
Twitter. Oh, my. Oh, Darling Sarah. I don't know. What is that?
At Darling Sarah.
Darling Sarah.
Right?
And then Sarah with an H.
Oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
that works.
Sarah with a Q. Tiffany, what's your Twitter?
Tiffany Alex.
And Gomez Warren, of course. Oh, wow. At Gomez Warren IV. I
just slapped my stomach.
Like, no, I saw
no
that.
One gives a shit. Not about the stomach thing I'm saying about my Twitter.
No, you're funny.
Sometimes.
Well, I'm blocking sometimes.
I mean,
really.
Sometimes, though, between you and Perez Hilton, who I follow, like, I have to go back, like, 18 pages till I can get to somebody else.
Gomez and the gays.
Because how many Twitters? It's like, Gomez, Perez.
What is his bitch ass talking about?
Oh, just a bunch of gay shit all the time.
Getting jizzed on and loving it.
Pound, 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 pound.
I can't stand that dude.
No, but I find out about some things through him.
Like what?
There's jizz on my warp tunnel. I love it.
Just like stuff you'd see on TMZ, but I'm always working and stuff. I'm not like on the computer, so I just do it on my phone.
Sarah has a job.
Stuff. I have a job.
Well,
I guess.
That's lame.
No, not a guess. But you know, because I can pick up my phone and I can be on that at work all day. I don't have to be like sitting in front of like the desktop and looking at TMZ for my
Word.
Gossip.
That dude drives me insane.
Gomez loves some Perez Hilton.
Not at all. I'm glad I've never met him. I don't want to see him. I want nothing to do with him. I think he's a piece of shit.
No, he's kind of gross.
That's just terrible. That's just wrong.
Pretty unattractive.
And it has nothing to do with the fact that he likes man cock.
Hmm.
No, I'm serious. It's like I'm not a homophobe or anything. A universal sign for sucking it.
Pound, 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 star, star.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. But yeah, I mean, he's just a fucking idiot. And I don't even understand how he has such a following and people listen to what he says, and he starts so much shit. Like, at least with TMZ, they approach it from, you know, somewhat of a journalistic standpoint.
No, they're disgusting, too.
Not at all. What do you mean?
Okay, this is my thing with them, as I never had a problem. Like, when I used to work over at Lisa Klein and stuff, they were always over there.
Right.
And they were, like, the most respectful, and they call ahead of time, and they're not creepy like the rest of paparazzi. But, you know, I've said on the show before that I'm an AA, and TMZ was caught sitting inside of meetings because celebrities are sober, a lot of them, and, like, filming it with, like, camera phones and that shit. Like, that's...
Yeah, it's fucked up.
These are people trying to live, you know? Like literally, not just, like, live, but, like, not die kind of live. And, you know, and to go in there and just violate somebody, like, in that way.
Well, I've never seen any
It's like
stuff.
Popping in during, like, chemo. Like, hey, and taking a picture. Like,
hey, man, that's a fresh haircut you got.
Are you swimming? Are you a swimmer?
I don't know if you ever had collard greens before, but
that dude was nuts.
I just want to say one thing that was not disgusting was the jalapeno corn tonight at Houston's.
That was pretty good. It was Gomez?
Have any
fuck all
take
of you.
On the jalapeno corn, sir? Cream corn?
Delicious.
Pausing it.
The good thing about corn, it goes out the same way it comes in.
Sick.
Which is not good because it shows that our bodies actually can't break it down. We don't digest corn.
They don't need to motherfucking break it down. You know what I mean?
I just want to taste it.
Pass it through. If you were ever hurting and you were ever like stranded on like an island and you had corn.
You just keep eating it over and over again.
You can just keep eating it over and over again. Your body will think it's full. It's getting the vitamins and minerals.
Actually, it's not because it's not processing
just
it.
Drink
so
your own urine
it is processing. It's winning and then it's coming out winning.
Oh.
It's like a double-edged sword.
I'm so thrown off by Mr. Chow.
You're winning. Mr. Chow was cool. I mean, you know, we were winning until Gomez ran the whole menu twice. Like, yeah, fuck it. Run it again, kid. Yo, kid, I want some more of that pigeon squab, kid.
So much fun.
Yo, run it,
shrimp.
Kid.
Only you.
Yo, for real, I need more scrimps. Bring out lettuce wraps, too. Just bring out anything twice.
I didn't ask for the lettuce wraps.
Yeah.
We had the lettuce wraps
we
twice.
Were like going on a budget, and then it was shit was gone.
Nah.
But
but
the food was good. We'll probably never eat there again because it's like once you do it once, it's not really a spot you need to go to every week. Like if we're going to get raped, we'll get raped by Volcano.
I'd much rather do that.
Why?
At lesser of a – why? Because I don't want to walk out with $560 worth of food that I fucking shit out 7 hours later.
Hey.
Like – you know?
Are you doing your nails? Are we that fucking interesting? If you're not on your,
you know, fucking Christ.
If you're not on the phone, you're doing your fucking nails.
No, just nail suspect nail files laying next to me.
So suspect,
it's fucking mine. Thank you.
I just
used
it
on his toes.
Ew.
No,
but if it's so suspect,
file my fucking toes for what?
If it's so suspect, why are you using it?
Because it's there. I don't have any control.
I just saw this dildo.
Fell on this dick. Yeah.
I just saw this dildo. I saw this dildo. I'm just gonna. It's here. I just saw this suspect dildo.
I'm just gonna
use it.
What is going on?
I dropped the F-bomb at the dinner table last night.
Oh, my dad was ready to strangle you. That was so awesome.
I didn't even realize.
Like, my parents just like my dad doesn't drink. He's like me, except that I curse. My dad doesn't really curse. Like, I don't even really curse that much around my parents.
You
like,
fornicate. He's married. Go ahead.
Yeah. I don't really curse that much around my parents. If I do, I say everything but the fuck. Because, like, I don't know. Like, fuck just doesn't go over. I don't know.
I say everything with a fuck.
All of the other words go over well in my household except for fuck. So, like, you got to be really mad or really have a good reason for it. And I'm 30, so I still can't say fuck. But Tiffany, on the other hand, dropped the F-bomb every 3 fucking seconds, and my dad was just like, yo, for real?
I don't even know.
When did you become the girl that you could not take home to your parents?
Phew, listen.
Which is very awkward because I... Because
she's all yours, buddy.
I thought
she's
that...
She's all yours.
Edit. I thought that...
That's exactly how I feel like.
No, I thought that, I thought with the whistles. shit, roller skates up in this bitch. No, I thought that.
Come with it, come with it, come with it.
I thought absolutely you.
Amazing. You,
sorry.
Yeah, that was your.
No, I am.
That was your other boyfriend's.
No.
Who?
No.
Edit.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
I'm filing my nails again.
Sorry.
Yo. Anyhow. There's mad carnage. Mad air horns. Yo, mad air horns is dead right now.
Mad air horns, kid. Yeah, so, I mean, you know... Dinner was cool.
I'm sorry.
Parents were. Are you? You're filing up to the mic, though?
What the fucking? Are you serious?
Oh my god, man!
I've got like one crooked.
Stop.
All right. We need to just shut our mic off.
Wait, no, hold up. No. Hold up. Let's all stop.
Don't smoke all those cloves. That's like your last pack forever.
Fuck you.
Forever.
Let's all stop and let's let you file your nails right now. I just want to hear. Let's see what this sounds like. No, this is gonna be good radio right now. Hold on. Go.
Looks good. Good. Can you hear it?
It looks good.
Can you?
Oh, man.
Yeah,
pound.
You're out of your mind.
This is what our radio show has become.
Nah, that shit, I like it. It's good.
That's so gross. You were going to say something, though, about fucking at Tiffany.
I'm sorry. I've really never blown it like that in front of the parents before.
Pause. I've never really blown it like that.
I never really sucked a cock like that in front of someone's dad before.
Oops.
You're giving it the business. Wow.
Do you spit on it?
Wow.
What are you gonna do?
Exactly.
Man.
What do you think?
What
I
are
left
you gonna
it in?
Do?
It'd be better than him spitting on it.
No, I'm serious.
Hey.
Yeah, you're quick over there with
Yo,
fucking home keys right below.
Yo, all over the place.
QWERTY.
Puerto Rico.
Amazing. That was.
I'm punching the air. What am I doing? I'm like fisting the air.
She's Tiestoing right now.
Tiesto. Yes. Love fist.
I'm so excited.
Oh, man. That's fucking
I love sound effects.
Sure you do.
What else? Damn, is that dude singing again?
Hold up.
Oh, he's back.
Yeah. I wish you guys can hear this shit.
We gotta put the mic on a rope and drop him down there.
Yeah, and have it bang up against the side of the building.
Boom. Maybe
boom. Boom.
Should we talk
about... Why is everyone's birthday right now?
Tonight? I feel like a lot of people are faking. Like, within the beginning of October until, like, October 10th, there's, like, 30 birthdays, and it's everyone that spins in the city of L.A., including myself.
So, tonight, we have...
Ruckus.
Yeah, Ruckus at Villa. Paste Rock is it at fucking...
Is he serious right now?
Wait, hold on. Dunk, dunk. Can you see him? Swear to God, throw something
Stevie
at
him. Stevie Wonder was an astronaut! Garlic make my feet stand! Michael Jordan likes cornflakes! Pickles make my hair grow!
Can I smoke too?
Fuck.
No, you can't.
Why, because yours smell better? Can I have yours?
That's what she said.
So, yeah, so there's a bunch of birthdays. Fashion and myself were yesterday. I've never really seen this many simultaneous birthdays in a span of a week or so.
Yeah, so let's see. Pace Rock is at CineSpace. Ruckus is at Villa. Vice is doing a big... And you
Vanguard.
Haven't been to one of those? Yeah. He's literally going to have 2,000 Mexicans raving inside of Vanguard. I'm going. And I'm actually going to sell tamales outside. I'm going to get rich on Friday.
Yeah, you're
going to
win right now.
That's a good idea.
I know. That's why I'm doing it. Tamales! It's a scam artist up
you're
there.
Chingo Bling?
Oh, hell yes. I don't own cowboy boots. Sorry, I wish I did.
Oh, no.
I mean, they can be picked up at any vintage store.
True indeed. You
know? What was any what store?
Vintage.
Vintage?
Vintage.
Vintage.
Yeah, you can also get water there.
You can also get water there.
Water.
Water. Or
is
vintage.
This a Philly thing?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously.
Because I haven't heard it, but I haven't heard anything of the Philly accent except for water. Water? How do you say it?
Water.
And
that's WUDDER.
What else? I mean, there's a couple more words. I'm sure I just can't think of anywhere off the top of my. I mean, like when my mom said coffee, she was like, you know,
coffee.
Well, that's kind of like Massachusetts.
It's like South Philly, though. No, that's New like York. You're thinking of Boston.
Boston. They say
Boston is Boston.
Speaking of Boston,
coffee.
See, I'm dropping shit all over
my freaking baggie.
Yeah. How about this? We're gonna do some trivia. So, Breck one, Twitter me if you hear this. Rick Rude, Twitter me if you hear this. Boston.
Larry Bird, Twitter me if you hear this.
Larry Bird.
Holler at your boy.
Bobby Brown, Twitter me if you hear this.
Is he from Boston?
Absolutely. All the new edition. Yeah.
Yo, Almighty RSO, Benzino.
Oh, we're going there.
Twitter me if you hear this.
Yo, Marky Mark.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Holler at me.
Holler at me, actually.
Yes.
Oh, word?
I do want to say Body by Jake is following me on Twitter right now, which is pretty good. And,
Blackberries. Really? Pam, pam, pam,
Is there
pam.
Anything else you guys want to talk about, or can I play some more music?
Play some songs.
I think we only spoke for like 5 minutes.
That's what it feels like.
We
it's
can talk
really
about Marky
like
Mark.
30. We'll talk about Marky Mark when we get back and how he jizzed on your face.
Okay, so what to play. I'll make sure to edit out all the fucking mic. Boom, boom. Let's play some dance music.
Do it.
In a while. And everyone's kind of falling asleep.
No, so I'm not falling asleep.
Well, besides Gomez and myself. What to play? Oh, no. Audible Agent Radio, XL, Gomez, Warren IV. The Super Jews are in the building.
Both of them.
Woo! Both of them. And
on some Yom Kippur shit.
Yeah, we're doing it.
We have been forgiven.
Audible. Agent. Radio.
Thank you.
listening to Audible Agent Radio with Gomez Warren IV and DJ XM.
Look at what I made you, gotta teach you. Honest, but insecure, cool, you are cool. us rest. You will find me in the place I know the best. Keep it chill, fuck them all day, fuck them all night. We don't love these hoes.
I wanna be Mexican. I think I wanna be Mexican. Come on, bad boy, 98. B.I.G. Come on, the greatest. Come on,
bounce. I go on and on and on and we'll take them to the crib unless they boning. Easy, call them on the phone and platinum Chanel cologne. And I stay dressed to impress. Spark a bitch's interest. Sex is all I expect as they watch TV in the left. They know, quarter past four, left the club tipsy, say no more, except how I'm getting home tomorrow. Caesar drop you off when he sees P.O. Back in my mind, I hope she swallowed. Man, she's put the drink on my three wallows. Reach the gate, honey just ate. Riffin', she got to reach the work by eight. This must mean she ain't trying to wait. Conversate, sex on the first date. I stay, you know what you do to me. She starts off, but I don't usually. Then I whip it out, rubber, no doubt. Step out, show me what you all about. Bigger than your mouth, open up your block, pull the G-string, dance out. Do that back out in the parking lot. Buy a Cherokee and a green drop top. And I don't stop until I squirt. Jeans, skirt, butt naked, it all works. I remember we went to Tennessee, then we came home. Mad messages was on my phone. Bitch named Simone, screaming, she fiending, should've seen me. You being the man that I am, took her to her condo. Pronto, half Indian, I called her Tonto. Roll the car, crawl in the dark poncho. Few puffs, I got low, open the bedroom, we go. Sex is drama, head is trauma, ripped pajamas, I'ma stay to the mark. Satisfying all my needs twice, with some whipped cream, handcuffs, and ice. The bitch nice, world born, can't wait to put my niggas on. What?
Vision, dreams of passion. I know why I think God, a sexual reaction. You nasty girl, you nasty.
Ladies, my Mercedes, hold on the back to a fat keep a gap. Try protect me. They just fans like De Niro. Collectively, let's see the bitch I'm waiting on. Gaudier jeans look like they painted on. Act G, leave it up to me. Lay her on the back, never so gently. She likes the way the dough fold up. Don't roll up, sit down, just throw up. Bitch, grow up, hold up. Yeah, they scenario. I drip down, I work a barrel. Get your goals without a beat. Call me Steve, cause I keep on. We can go to the all weekend. So, rolling, any good that I'm at, keep rolling.
Yep. Little little wake up call, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Little rave in the middle of the night, you know what I'm saying? Little jack my trombone, if you will.
What was that song you snuck in about three songs ago?
What was the song I snuck in? Oh, that, the Audible Agent Biggie Afrojack David Guetta Nasty Toy Friend situation.
I'm just saying, let him know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a joint. You know, we put together a little something, something, something. You could probably find that on my website, on a couple of blogs as well. It's been getting some burn. So it's pretty good. You know, just took the Biggie acapella, the Nasty Boy, and kind of resequenced the David Guetta shit a little bit. And yeah, that's definitely a dance floor destroyer. So
it's a banger.
I got a couple other joints coming out. I'm not really going to get into too much about that. We'll probably do that on the next show because I have to finish a couple of tracks. But you guys will know when they're done and ready to go. So I'll make sure you guys get them, and we'll blast them off here first.
You know, records don't get just played here. They get made here, too.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Who oh my God at me? Was it the motherfucker on the phone looking for a socket?
No, it was me. Okay.
Socket.
Here.
Socket.
So apparently there's another Jewish holiday Thanks. That I didn't know Thanks. About.
Yeah, no one told you?
Nope.
You.
What's going on with that?
Yep. You didn't get the flyer from Temple?
No. Or the pamphlet.
You get the flyer from Temple? No.
I didn't get the Facebook update.
So out of the loop.
No, no shit.
It's a week-long holiday, sort of. It's a week-long festive kind of thing. We're celebrating some sort of, I don't know.
Pilgrimage.
Pilgrimage, exactly.
I'll drink to that.
What else is new?
Like cognac. Yeah.
Ew.
Why it's a little drinking? Bottle, too. Where'd you get that?
That's what she said.
Ah!
Yuck.
Yo, this is
Okay, so Sukkot, sorry, I cut you off. Sukkot is the annual
Ask
festival.
Me a question. Ask me a question and then just be like, yo, fuck it. Where'd you get that? Okay, so Sukkrets are these throat lozenges that come in a little bitty box.
Anyway, you build a hut.
Yeah, you build like this.
A shit hut.
The hut is supposed to symbolize the temple in Jerusalem.
Somebody was building a hut at fucking Diddy Reese in that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Somebody was building a motherfucking estate in that bitch.
That was so.
The worst part, though, was I was still, like, eating my ice cream.
I didn't get mine yet. I was like, I wonder what kind of cookie I want. Oh, shit? Yes, please. Let me get this shit chip cookie.
No, I did not pay for mine. I walked out without paying.
Yeah, let me get
the
shitlet chip.
The smell.
Shitlet chip
I couldn't
cookie, please.
Take it for a second longer. I walked out, and the guy was like, "What happened to the girl that just walked out?"
I'll tell you what happened. Somebody just fucking dropped trowel in this motherfucker, yo.
So not a good look.
Somebody released a duck in this bitch.
So scary.
Wow. So yeah, what else is there? So, yeah, we got Yom Kippur going on.
Well, no, that was
Yom Kippur. It's done.
Yeah, that was
oh, it's
over.
Done?
Yeah.
Sorry, I was late.
You have all been forgiven.
No, not them. They didn't buy their tickets. They scalped them.
They didn't buy tickets. You didn't
Fuck
buy their
them.
Temple tickets.
I didn't buy no ticket to go to temple.
You have
God to. Loves me. Jesus loves me.
You have to.
Yes,
you have to
I
pay
know.
For, you have to pay for parking, the whole thing.
Yeah, fuck them.
The Bible tells me so.
Keep drinking.
Right.
Oh, disgusting. Look at this. I'm over here looking at the air parrot, and this bitch is just yacking on the sidewalk with their friends holding their hair back. Do you see this?
Yeah,
that's
disgusting. Ugh, why
Who
do bitches drink too much? Just some stupid bitch.
Bleh.
I don't know. Why do bitches drink so much?
Oh, no.
It's fun.
Bitches.
I'm not the one sitting here with a bottle of cognac.
Well, I wasn't referring to bitches as in you two.
But yeah, but
there's
not me
other
either.
Bitches.
Yeah, not me.
That
yeah.
bitches...
I do it for my blood pressure.
No, me and Tiffany take pictures of them at the club. We have so many photos of like the girls with like you see their panty shot, puking in the back corner.
Ugh.
It's fun.
Yeah, getting carried out, boob hanging out,
boobage,
boob,
dead weight,
dead weight,
dead weight.
Dumb bitches. We're gonna do a whole like coffee book table of like drunk bitches.
You mean
art? Bitch. Art.
Yeah, I'm gonna go coffee table book on that one. As opposed to coffee book table. I'm just saying.
Coffee book table.
We're going to do a whole coffee book table.
Did I do a whole table book coffee?
Yeah.
Did I say that?
Yes, you did.
I'm tired.
Coffee cake.
She still has to have phone sex later. Like, give her a break.
Oh, there's boobies.
Are those real?
Pam, 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 pam.
No, those are fake.
Little job.
Yeah, with the fucking front. This bitch is a slut. Check this out.
Who's that?
Whatever, the bitch with the titties out with the fucking front. I absolutely think bitches who wear, like, front snap bras are fucking sluts.
He heard titties and then...
He ran. Tripped. He tripped.
I'm totally unplugged.
They
kind of look like
fake titties. They are fake titties.
They are fake titties.
Yeah.
The front snaps, and I'll tell you, that girl never emotionally matured
in.
Because that's for, like,
yeah,
teenagers.
All over some titties.
Sorry.
Oh, the sexting has begun.
No,
oh,
hold
no.
off. Just wait till we're done. Wait till we're done. Wait till
I can't tell him that.
Yeah, what did you? Let me finish the show.
What did he say to you?
Pound, 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 pound.
Yeah.
He was like filet mignon
in my mouth.
Pussy, 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 pussy.
But dussy.
What did you say? What's he trying to say to set it off?
He just said my baby.
Yeah.
So fucking gay. But anyway, yeah. So you were saying that she didn't mature because of the front snap. What does that mean?
Yeah, okay, so a front snap bra like that is what you have when you have, like, training bras, or you have, like, when you're junior high, like, when you first start getting, whoa.
What?
That picture.
Upskirt or the shitty shoes?
The up the skirt of the butt. The shoes are the shoes are bad, but that butt shot is horrible.
Hey, live.
That shoe should be in the butt.
Yeah.
Oh, there she goes. She's down. Uh-oh. But those kind of bras are for, like, adolescents. You know, so if somebody's still wearing that when they're older, like wearing a kid's bra, like they're, or a teenager, someone's
still
kids, but.
You a little kid, bitch.
Like a girl who's obviously, like, sexually assaulted, she'll be a stripper if she isn't already.
Oh, my God.
You say Dr. Drew.
You totally.
Hollering at you.
Meanwhile, you're sexting.
Flagrant foul.
Yeah, meanwhile, I'm sexting. What should I say back?
Gross!
How about you? Wait until we're done.
Oh.
My baby.
Tell him to
suck it.
Yo.
I'm giving the universal sign.
That's my job.
The U.S.
Gucci.
Okay.
Did you know that you can't buy liquor or beer or wine at the grocery store in Philadelphia?
Fucking right. We got class, bitches.
Yeah, can you explain that, please?
Yeah, which is what it is. State law, motherfuckers. You know what I mean? Go ask William Penn. Motherfucker was like, you know, you can only purchase liquor from liquor distributors or bars. Like, you know, there's wine and spirit shops everywhere. You can, you know, buy wine and spirits from there, but you can't go into your GACME. Or your
the
mother.
Fuck is a GACME?
Fuck is a GACME?
That's what we call Acme. GACME. Gross so Acme.
Lost. Well, what anyway. Even Acme? What
is oh, you guys don't have Acme? It's just like Ralph's. It's like another chain of supermarket, you know?
So you can't go to the grocery store.
You
but
can't
there are
go
a lot
to
of
the grocery
stores?
Store. Yeah, there's, I mean, you know, there's liquor stores all over the ghetto because, you know, that's where a lot of the liquor's sold.
Yeah.
And then there's liquor stores in, you know, the burbs as well. And then they have weird hours. It's like, I don't think they're open on Sundays.
That's like Utah.
Yeah, it's kind of like Mormonville.
Yeah, but we don't call that classy over there.
Well, that's just because you guys are trashy there. But, however, we have class. So that's what they do in Philadelphia. You know, it's not my fault. You know, you guys have clubs that close it,
how
too.
How am I supposed to live?
Yeah, I don't know. You guys really wouldn't be able to live out there. You couldn't get enough liquor in your system. Actually, well, no, you could. You can go clubbing because, you know, you can stay in some of the clubs till 4 o'clock in the morning.
And you can take it to go.
No, you can't take it to fucking go. I don't live in Vegas. You know, I mean, you can't take your drink to, like, the next club. What's up, bitch?
That's amazing.
In a huge ass fucking sippy cup.
What's up, bitch? Yeah, nah.
I'm drinking.
Yeah,
I got a sippy cup.
That's just the way that shit is, man. Like, the liquor, the grocery stores and the corner stores don't sell liquor. No beer. No nothing. No alcoholic beverage. So.
So how many of these distributor jump offs?
I mean, they're all over the place. There's plenty of them. You know, there's never an issue of finding liquor. You're not like stuck in the middle of the city, like fuck, I can't find no Patron. Like, yeah, there's more than enough places for you to get your fucking swerve on.
Because that shit didn't really occur to me. You know, all the times I've been there, because I'm not the dude who'll go in and buy a beer from a fucking grocery store. But it just is kind of awkward.
Yeah, no, man. That shit doesn't work like that. I mean, there might be some corner stores in the ghetto, but I really don't think so. Like, I think it's just mostly, it's all bars and just liquor distributors. Like, wine and spirits and shit. But they're all over the place again. Like, you're never at a shortage for fucking drink, you know?
Well, that's a good thing. Yeah. That makes me happy.
Good.
You weren't concerned at all. You didn't give a
shit. You fucking jerks will be A-OK if we ever go to the East Coast.
A-OK.
Yes. So, I guess let's wrap this situation up.
Fuck it.
I think we talked enough and we kind of filled everybody in on what they've been missing.
Blowjobs.
Uh-oh.
You know.
Sexting.
We're going to end the way we're supposed to end.
Uh-oh.
All
right.
You know, I just want to shout out everybody, Facebook, Twitter, all my friends, of course, my family out here, and everybody that just, you know, gave me a birthday shout
happy
out.
Happy fucking birthday.
Happy birthday. Fucking birthday. Thank you, guys.
Happy
wait,
birthday.
Wait, what about Thursday? Thursday. You didn't talk about Thursday.
We did talk about Thursday earlier.
Yeah, you were fucking sexting part one over there.
Yeah, you totally missed that.
And I'm in I'm in the bottom of a bottle of cognac, and I know that shit.
Yeah, no, we said we were playing Aphex on Thursday. Which what's the name of the venue? I don't even know the name of the spot.
The new location.
Gabba. I don't have an address right
Gabba,
off the back.
It's just around the corner from
Tim's
Basin.
It's on Santa Monica Boulevard?
No, it's not. It's on Melrose.
That's how rumors get started.
That's how you crash your car.
What was that one earlier?
I don't know. What were we talking about? I came up with
prostitutes. Oh, selling.
Oh, yeah. Why? Yeah, we
selling,
can't.
Wait, Padusi.
Right.
Padusi.
Padusi.
Sick. Yes.
Yeah, so, you know, just big shout out to everybody. It meant a lot. You know, I got a lot of fucking responses on the internet. Just people.
Yeah, I kind of like this loop. This is like another fucking beat right here.
Yeah, I know. You're welcome.
I might have to flip this.
Get
or
it.
Some shit.
Not
on rhyme.
But yeah, now I'm probably gonna try to do a little post soon and just gather everybody's name that kind of big me up for the birthday and just put a little something together for you guys. So thank you again. Audible Agent Radio. I believe this is episode 8, maybe 9. I don't know. Big shout to Breck and Jerome Baker and all the homies that were like, "Yo, stop fucking around and you know, come out with a new episode." So
we appreciate you.
We
thank
absolutely
you for
appreciate you guys, and we absolutely appreciate you guys listening. So we're gonna end this out. Jay-Z 30 something, that's where the kid is, that's what I do. I'm so hot still.
Happy birthday.
Suck it bitch. We're back at sucking.
Eat a dick
back to fuck you bitch
eat a dick.
You ain't got enough stamps in your passport to fuck with young H.O. International. Show young boys how to do this thing. The maturation of Jay-Z.
Big shout to the East Coast family.
Check me out.
I'll see you guys in a couple weeks.
30's the new 20, nigga.
And then we'll do the birthday thing again.
Better broad, better automobile. Better yard, better 100 mil. Then buy the songs and I'll probably start another trend. I know everything you want to. I did all that by the age of 21. By 22, I had that brand new act cool. I guess you could say that my legend just begun. I'm young enough to know the right car to buy, yet grown enough not to put rims on it. I got that 6 deuce with curtains so you can't see me, and I didn't even have to put tents on it. I don't got the bright watch, I got the right watch. I don't buy out the bar, I bought the night spot. I got the right stock, I got stockbrokers that's moving it like white tops. I know you like, fuck, this is child abuse, call diapers. I might just be getting nicer, young boys ain't ready for real. 30's the new 20, nigga, I'm so hot. I used to live in pants sack, not giving a fuck. Bay boy, now I'm all grown up. I used to cruise the used car lot, put chrome on the truck. Bay boy, now I'm all grown up. I used to play the block like that. I used to carry knots like that. Now I got black cards, good credit and such. Bay boy, cause I'm all grown up. 30's the new 20, nigga, I'm on fire still. These young boys is like fire drills. False alarms, the next dawn. He ain't got it, on to the next one. I'm still here, still here. Like Mike, gotta stop playing with these children. I'm a bully with the bucks. Let the patent leather shoes fool you, youngin'. I got the fully in the tux. Now it's my past, now I'm so grown up. I don't got one gun on me. Got a slum on me to hire a gun on me. Get you spun like laundry, and I'll be somewhere under palm trees calmly listening to R&B. When we get the call, he's no longer with us. Fire your babysitters. You little fucks, fall back for real. 30's the new 20, nigga, I'm so hot. You still in my pants sag, not giving a fuck. Bay boy, now I'm all grown up. I used to cruise the used car lot, put chrome in the truck. Bay boy, now I'm all grown up. I used to win with my hoodie like that. Five deep in a hoopty like that. Now I got black cards, good credit and such. Bay boy, cause I'm all grown up. Y'all roll blunts, I smoke Cubans all day. Y'all young as Chase, I'm a trone in the straight. I like South Beach, but I'm in Central Pay. Y'all drink Dom, but not Rosé. Your chick shop at the mall. My chick burn it down, bird offs. Coming back with broken bags. Your chick is like, what type of purse is that? I'm from the era where niggas don't snitch. You from the era where snitching is the shit. I'm afraid of the future. Y'all respect the one who got shot. I respect the shooter. That go to parties, the ice grill. I go to parties to party with nice girls. Young boys gotta chill. 30's the new 20, nigga. I'm so high. I used to let my pants sag, not giving a fuck. Bay boy, now I'm all grown up. I used to cruise the used car lot, put chrome in the truck. Bay boy, now I'm all grown up. Yeah, we used to ball like that. Now we on the ball team, holla back. Now I got black cards, good credit and such. Bay boy, cause I'm all grown up.